California seized enough fentanyl in 2023 to kill global population twice over. Authorities in California seized enough lethal doses of fentanyl last year to kill the entire global population nearly twice over, according to Governor Gavin Newsom's office. In a statement on February 27, the Democrat governor said operations supported by the state's National Guard, or CalGuard, led to the seizure of a record 62,224 pounds of fentanyl in the state and at ports of entry in 2023, marking a 1,066% increase since 2021. The street price for the intercepted fentanyl would be about $670 million, according to calculations using the Los Angeles High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Area price sheet for that year. According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, 2 milligrams of fentanyl is considered a potentially lethal dose, and 1 kilogram of the drug has the potential to kill 500,000 people. Fentanyl is a poison, and it does not belong in our communities, Mr. Newsom said. California is cracking down, increasing seizures, expanding access to substance abuse treatment, and holding drug traffickers accountable to combat the immeasurable harm opioids have caused our communities. In 2022, authorities in the Golden State seized 28,765 pounds of fentanyl, up from 5,334 pounds in 2021. To tackle the evolving opioid addiction crisis in California, Mr. Newsom allocated $1 billion to law enforcement agencies and other public entities across the state to combat overdoses and raise awareness about the dangers of opioids such as fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that is a major contributor to drug overdose deaths in the United States. The state's billion-dollar plan included a multi-million-dollar effort to boost CalGuard's work in preventing drug trafficking transnational criminal organizations. Since it was launched last year, more than 140 new CalGuard members have been hired, trained, and embedded to reduce fentanyl use in communities. The California National Guard is committed to combating the scourge of fentanyl, CalGuard's Major General Matthew Beavers said in a statement. These extraordinary seizure statistics are a direct reflection of the tireless efforts of the highly trained CalGuard service members supporting law enforcement agencies statewide. Overdose deaths. Fentanyl, an opioid approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to treat severe pain, is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in the United States. According to the California Overdose Surveillance Dashboard, there were 7,385 opioid-related deaths in California in 2022, of which 6,473 were fentanyl-related. San Francisco is one of the communities most acutely affected by drug overdoses, with 813 fatalities in 2023, of which 657 were attributed to fentanyl, according to data released by the San Francisco Department of Public Health. Fentanyl is deadlier than any drug we've ever seen on our streets, San Francisco Mayor London Breed said in a statement on October 27. We must treat the trafficking and sale of fentanyl more severely, and people must be put on notice that pushing this drug could lead to homicide charges. Drug deaths in the United States hit a new record nationwide in 2022, with nearly 110,000 people dying as a result of the opioid crisis, according to data released by the National Center for Health Statistics, which is part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Washington and Wyoming saw the biggest increases in drug fatalities, according to the agency. Both states suffered a 22% increase in deaths linked to overdose. From NTD News.